fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right, it's Common Sense Radio. And we are right here coming to you across the airwaves, across the cybernet, across TuneIn Radio. You can get it streaming FMTalk1065.com or just on your radio so you can get the real news. Sift through the fake news. That's why you're here at Common Sense Radio. And you wonder every week, how is it possible that we're here crisp and clear coming to you wherever you might be on the planet? How do we get there? And then you wonder, how is it that the electrons are always clean and cool? That's because our award-winning engineer takes great care. Sanitize those electrons for your COVID listening. And also, in the heat of the summer, he has a special air-conditioned transformer to make sure that those electrons are cool and ready to fire to wherever they are. And that's because of the love and care of our award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, all-around nice guy, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. Appreciate those kind words.
That's right. The electrons appreciate you.
I know.
I heard from them today.
Keep them clean. Keep them cool all week long.
Yep. Nope,
especially for now.
Yes, they wanted me to let you know how much they appreciate your tender, loving care. And we have with us, as always, our Director of Quality Assurance, the head of the Research Department, co-host, executive producer, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
Great to be here.
Yes, you made it.
I made it. Yeah, it was.
You're chauffeuring
it was close,
kids around,
it. Yeah.
But you made it right there at the last minute. Okay, look, we've got the election coming up next week, so we probably should talk some local politics at some point. People are still burning cities and toppling statues all over, so we probably need to talk about that. Biden emerged from his basement and said inane things again, so we probably should talk about that. And we're all still going to die from the coronavirus.
Right.
Yep. I don't know if we want to talk about that because we all know we're going to die from the coronavirus. So, you know, that's or at least that's what they would have you believe. But we'll get into all those things. But did either of you watch Trump's Mount Rushmore speech?
I read it.
I did not see it. No.
Did you read it?
I have not. I haven't had the opportunity. I've been
I watched
involved
it.
With other things.
I sat on the back porch with my big screen TV back there and enjoyed it with my wife. We watched it and you read it after the fact.
Yeah, I couldn't, for whatever reason, I couldn't find
it. Well, I'd be curious because you
read
it. Because I've been meaning to go back and I haven't read it. And I actually thought it was a really good speech about America, and it hit the right tone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I thought it hit the right tone.
I think it did.
What did you think reading it?
Same thing. I mean, I thought it was appropriate and moving, especially given the backdrop of the chaos.
Right.
And yet it wasn't, in my opinion, politicized either.
I mean,
it really wasn't. I'm sure everyone on the other side will claim
they did.
And they trashed it. And you know that they would trash anything that he said.
And that's kind of...
But I thought, given the setting of all we've been seeing, it was even
better. Well, I think they expected the leader of the country to come out and reassure, and all this chaos and turmoil, and say, no, we're still in charge, and we're not going to tolerate the violence, and we're not going to tolerate the chaos. We have laws, and we're going to enforce the laws. I think he needed to say that, some reassurance, because, you know, most Americans, and, you know, the media and the pundits, oh, they made it a black-white thing, and... But I think all Americans, I don't care if you're black or white or brown or purple or whatever, if wherever you live in the country, you want some reassurance that your city won't be burned, that your stores won't be looted,
right. Mm-hmm.
That your child won't be shot in the front yard by drive-by shooting. I don't care what neighborhood you're in. You want some reassurance of that.
And right. That there's a plan.
And that there's
it
a plan.
It feels kind of like the
and
silence
And that we're addressing it. And then he kind of went on and he talked about our heritage and the things that unite us as a free people, you know, the concepts in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, that we're all created free, that all of us are created equal, and so it's what did I think it was? I can't remember. It was a New York Times or Washington Post said it was a racist dystopian
yeah. And it was not.
Speech. Dystopian. That he was talking about a dystopian what? He was describing America, and that's what I'm getting at. That's what sort of sets us apart.
The or Portland at least City what they're Council trying to is say. Dystopian.
Yeah, no, well, Portland's
yeah.
dystopian.
Yeah, did you
what
hear about
I am
that
seeing
one?
In this country with the, you know, the riots, the demonstrations, the fact that you can't speak out against
the violence.
The violence without being charged with a hate crime of some kind. You know, that's the dystopian future right. that I see coming so for the country. If something doesn't happen, something doesn't change.
Right. No, that's dystopian. No, because look, they did. You saw the videos from the chop, right? And all the things were
yeah.
going there.
Yeah.
Okay, so that or downtown Mobile where people are going out their business. Which one's dystopian?
Yeah, exactly.
Hello?
Exactly.
I mean, I saw
Maybe
the
they
videos.
Don't know what that word means, actually.
Well, dystopian yeah. meaning.
Well, I mean,
it is opposite of utopian.
Well, I know, right. but I said maybe they didn't know.
Oh, what it, oh yeah. Exactly. That's what I knew you knew.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I thought maybe they did. Because people do that sometimes. They, you know, like Michael Scott, they think they know what the word right. is, and then
they use it.
I mean, dystopian that would make more sense.
Totally dysfunctional.
Yeah.
And the opposite, again, of utopia. Yeah. It's terrible. It's dysfunctional. It's chaos. That's what we're seeing in the cities.
Right. Yeah.
That's what we're seeing in the Democrat-run cities. But the rest of America that doesn't do that, and when the president talks about, oh, no, he's talking about a dystopian, racist country. Well, I saw that in Seattle.
Yeah. Right.
I saw that in New York City. I saw that in Atlanta. I don't see that in the rest of the country, yeah. and it's amazing. And again... And I wanted to tie this in because I was listening this morning,
mm-hmm.
and y'all did the segment with Robert Kennedy.
Yes.
Who, he has a show tomorrow night, right? Friday night?
I'm not, you know, check our website at fmtalk1065.com for
Friday
our schedule.
Night.
Normally he would be on. I'm not sure if he's back on yet. There was a hiatus.
Oh, he had a hiatus. But he usually
and then
has
we
show.
Had COVID, so that kind of pushed things around.
He usually has a
around.
Show Friday. Well, he yeah. called in, yeah. and I know Robert, actually. He's also, he's a Navy guy like me.
Right, exactly.
And we actually, he was at my reserve center a long time ago, 20 years ago. I actually met him many years before this, and he's a Democrat, and I like Robert. Robert's a good guy. But he discussed the speech with Sean. It was mm-hmm. interesting, and Sean asked him what he thought of the speech.
Right.
And... he said, look, I read it. I didn't see it, but I read it. And he said that a lot of it he agreed mm-hmm. with, all of the stuff about our founding and all that. But he said the second and third paragraphs negated the whole thing.
Yeah.
The two paragraphs at the beginning, reassuring Americans about law and order, that we wouldn't tolerate violence, that somehow that's racist. And I was mm-hmm. just... That's yeah. that's kowtowing to white supremacy, and I'm sitting there scratching my head, going, "Wait a minute, how is that racist? Are you telling me that like I'm trying to think, was it in Atlanta? Well, there were several black children killed
yeah,
over
I think
the
it was
last
a total
week.
Of six,
yeah.
like six, and yeah. I think the father who said, "You say Black Lives Matter, but you killed one of your own." And there's a yeah. grieving father and mother killed an 8-year-old yeah. girl. I think it was in Atlanta. Her name was Sequoia.
The question is. Which Black Lives Matter?
Right. Right.
That's the question. Which Black Lives Matter? Because apparently not all Black Lives Matter to these folks.
Because they're not out protesting that these children just got shot in their yards by the gangs driving
well,
by and
we
just
always
randomly
talk about
shooting.
The, you know, Chicago every weekend. I mean, yeah. the numbers are usually astronomical and no one, you know, that's just a blip on the radar
right.
apparently.
That's normal activity
that's
for
normal.
Chicago for the South Side.
We're not going to talk just, about that. Yeah. We're just going to
so
talk
about
these.
So was he saying, though,
things.
That the black families don't – nah, they don't care about – they don't want the law and order because that's why – law and order is white supremacy. What? Law and order is for humans.
Humans.
What do you mean? I don't get that. That's
Look,
racist.
All of this is getting flipped on its head in,
yes.
in doublespeak. Almost
1984.
Thank you, George Orwell.
Well, at this point, Orwell was an optimist, and he was looking at through rose-colored glasses. I've actually been rereading that book.
Yes.
And it's not even, you know, you used to have to kind of imagine and stuff. Oh, no, you don't have to imagine.
Now
you just think,
you just open up the New York Times.
But yep. that's the thing I remember, like the doublespeak of whatever you say, it's actually the opposite. And we're getting to that point
Newspeak.
With this Newspeak. The Newspeak.
And that we're in that.
Yes, we are.
And that
thought
that,
police, all of that.
All of that. And so that's that's why I brought that up, because it's like, why?
And the fact that your TV, your monitors could talk back to you, would listen
they
and
call it
could
a,
talk
it
back
was called
to you.
A telescreen.
Telescreen.
But I mean,
and we have those.
We all have them in our pocket.
And they listen to us. And at some point, well, sometimes Alexa does talk to you.
Yes.
Randomly.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't get that. I don't know that one. Alexa, I wasn't talking to you. What were you? So all of that's. I'm amazed that we cannot just all agree that we want a secure, safe country that's prosperous for all and has opportunity for all. And if that's not happening, we want to work for that. What's what we've been doing for 200 years is working for the opportunity for all and making sure everybody's equal. And if they are, if they aren't, that we do something about that. So I was really saddened and taken aback by just writing it off instead of saying, you know what, we can rally around that.
Yeah.
So that's just, I don't know. I just had to go through that. But anyway, I want to come back to the Antifa thing about that, about who they will riot with. So we will get your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And hey, don't forget, the virus is still out there, folks. And now we can debate on if it should shut us down, and we can debate on how bad it's going to be. It is still out there, and it still does. There's people still getting sick. I even know some. And I don't know any more people dying, but there are still people dying. From everything I understand, the death rates are still pretty low. Hospitalizations are fairly steady, but the virus is still real.
Yes.
It's still out there. And it's like any sickness you want to protect against. I mean, you want to protect against the flu, for that matter.
Well, and I would like to remind everyone, all the other germs and bacteria have not went away.
That's true. They have not been eclipsed by the coronavirus.
And you can still get sick from other things.
So that's why you need Surface Guard.
Exactly.
You need to call No Steam Carpet Clean at 610-3349 for Surface Guard. They will come out and treat all the surfaces that people touch regularly, used surfaces, door handles, countertops, all that stuff. It doesn't clean. It kills. It's a treatment that puts these microscopic little daggers and spikes out there that kills the microbes, the germs, the virus, the bacteria on contact. So you get that and you put that certificate up there to reassure your customers that they will be safe, that you are killing them, not just killing the microbes, that is. You are killing the microbes. You are killing the germs. And that you are protecting your customers and protecting your employees. And you can do it at home, too, if you've got people that are older and infirmed or got underlying health issues. You really need to get Surface Guard. Go to No Steam Carpet Clean. Call them at 610-3349. No Steam Carpet Clean at 610-3349. Now, we were talking about, this is terrible, killing these black children.
Absolutely.
I mean, and somebody just texted in, the 8-year-old black boy shot in the mall in Hoover by black males. There's no march, no protest. BLM only when killed by a white. Somebody just texted that in.
Yeah.
And you know what? To me, I would have a lot more respect if you know what? If BLM did go down there to that mall protest those guys, or go to those neighborhoods in Chicago and Atlanta where they shot these kids in the yard, and they had the protest there and said, stop shooting our children. I would have a lot more respect for what they're doing, but they do not do that. And and here's two things I want to get to on that. One is, I think like that, those parents, they're coming around going, whoa, whoa, whoa. Those family members going, wait a minute. Y'all are out there going nuts over some criminal who was killed by the police in an altercation with the police, who was being stopped for a crime. But my kid gets shot in the yard innocently, and nobody's got anything to say. And all of this is because, and this
and
is surging because you're
them.
Going anti-police on us. Mm-hmm. I think black Americans too will go,
yeah,
no, no, no.
And they can't even get like a local news report. I mean, they buried this stuff.
No.
And let's not forget, I mean, way, way back, a whole 4 weeks ago, all those black police officers that were killed or maimed by this mob.
Yeah.
What about that? I mean, what? Yeah. How does that still...
The police officers during all this, half of them were minorities that were injured or killed.
Think about the families since this has began that's grieving at the hands of this of the mob.
Even the mayor of Atlanta, give her credit, the mayor of Atlanta, a Democrat, actually said this week, he said, look.
Finally,
right.
He said, blacks are killing more blacks than the Atlanta police have killed. Well, that's what we're dealing with right now, and we need to get this under control because they're kind of under control. And the other point I wanted to do you remember when a few weeks ago somebody was trying to say that the Antifa was really white supremacist?
You know, that's a...
Do you remember that?
A rubric that's come up
right
whenever they
but
rear their
I've heard
heads.
A little bit more about that.
Yes.
And what I've heard, and I want to try to research this more, is that it's not that Antifa is white supremacist. Antifa is anarchists.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they don't care if you're the Sierra Club wanting to burn and firebomb SUVs at the car dealership.
Right.
Yeah.
They're there.
They're on your side.
If you're white supremacist and you just want to go and burn down neighborhoods and intimidate people to cause...
They're there.
They will come. Yes. They will come help. Or if you're Black Lives Matter and you want to... do anti-police protests and
they're
burn
right
and loot and riot, they will come.
Yep.
And I'm hoping somebody like Project Veritas, James, what's his name? I can't think of his name. James, but whatever. Project Veritas will go out and,
figure that out.
Because there makes some sense in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that maybe goes back to where that canard came out. Oh, the white supremacists are doing it. No,
The
theory that makes sense is the anarchists will go riot and loot with whoever will hit the streets, and they don't care what your cause is because their cause is anarchy.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing about
James O'Keefe.
James O'Keefe.
Oh, that's the thing about this. It's almost – it couldn't happen to nicer people, but the funny thing about the left and the Democrats is that now they're like, wait, we're on your team, but they – it's like they're even eating their own.
No, they're in their own
because they've let it go so far. They're like I'm thinking of like this cancel culture stuff.
Yeah.
It's coming back to bite them in the butt.
Yeah, no,
ones, and so it's kind of that same.
It's the same place when we were doing the Occupy Wall Street. It's like, look, they're anarchists. They don't want any government. They don't want the Democrats in power either. You realize. You know, they may eat us first, but they'll eat you last.
Yeah.
Correct.
So
there you go.
Getting rid, defunding and getting rid of the police plays right into their hands.
Yeah, they're all about it.
Because when the police are gone, when that line of defense is gone, anarchy reigns. Because we are going to be required to protect ourselves, our property,
and
without
then,
any other influence. And
so then you have more vigilantism.
Exactly.
Which... And unfortunately,
and
results probably in less not trained people getting into situations that have more bad outcomes.
You'll have small neighborhood groups that band together to protect their neighborhoods with people who, as you said, may not be trained well enough in the use of
deadly force.
It'll be like a tribal.
It'll demise
into that.
That's the ultimate outcome. To the progression of what is happening right now.
Well, you know, I've heard it said, and I used to think, no, this couldn't be true, that any government is better than no government. And I would think, you know, I think of some horrible governments. But I think the crux of that, that is human nature, if you leave it alone for too long, if it's unrestrained.
Oh, no, it's awful.
Yeah. It's
read the Old Testament.
Pure evil.
Yeah.
Read the Old Testament.
And
it'll
so
tell you how bad
even like tyrannical governments in some way still restrains.
Well,
anarchy.
Perfect case in point is Saddam Hussein in Iraq.
Yeah. Right.
He held control of that country. It wasn't until he was removed.
Right.
Now, we can debate whether that was a good or a bad thing, but when he was removed, anarchy reigned. All kinds of groups
popped up. I'll give you another one. Yugoslavia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tito held reign for almost about 40 years and held the groups apart. When they got rid of him, it went into anarchy, and I served over there in Bosnia. And I'm going to tell you, between the Croats, the Bosniak, and the Serbs, they did unspeakable things that I would never want to repeat to another human being, what they did to each other.
And
yeah,
wow. Unbelievable.
Is Yugoslavia even a country now?
No.
Thank you very much.
It's not a country anymore. Mm. Now, and see, these young kids, they don't get it. I actually was debating with one the other day, and he put on there, oh, well, you don't know, anarchy is not chaos. Anarchy is order without authority.
That is funny.
And I'm like, are you serious?
Was he really trying to defend it?
No,
that?
He was trying to defend it. They're serious.
Oh,
and what
man.
They don't understand is anarchy is short-lived.
Yeah.
You know what happens? It's a vacuum.
It's
what
a vacuum.
Happens?
Mm-hmm. Power pulls into
There's
that
still
vacuum.
Power. Right.
Some huge overwhelming power will restore order.
Right.
Exactly.
And when you have a vacuum like that, usually the power that restores order is not the power that you
it's
want to charge.
It's not what you were thinking. Right.
No
not
checks, no balances, zero elections.
A strong man, a dictator, right. Putin, Chavez, Mao, you name it, that's who you get. It's amazing that these people are so dumb, but that's our public education system, which gets into why we need school choice, and I'm going all over the place. We will be back with your texts and calls at 251-343-0106. All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard ABC Signs and ABC Shirts as a special sponsor. That is your headquarters for dry fit, custom-made dry fit shirts or banners or yard signs that you're seeing all over for these political campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that stuff. Or maybe you have a family reunion. Maybe you have a yard sale. Maybe you have a business. Like, you know, you have a service where you put on a roof or you did a service at somebody's house and you put it out in the yard and said, this house was just serviced by our, you know, new roof. Whatever it is.
Yep.
You go to ABC Signs and Shirts. They can do it, whether it's a sign, a banner, a shirt, promotional materials, one or a million. He can do it. Go to abcsigns.biz, B-I-Z, or abcshirts.biz. Give that to them. And they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
And this idea that government is beholden to the people, that it has no other source of power except the sovereign people, is still the newest and the most unique idea in all the long history of man's relation to man. This is the issue of this election. Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. You and I are told increasingly we have to choose between a left or right. Well, I'd like to suggest there is no such thing as a left or right. There's only an up or down. Man's old age dream, the ultimate in individual freedom consistent with law and order, or down to the ant heap of totalitarianism. And regardless of their sincerity, their humanitarian motives, those who would trade our freedom for security have embarked on this downward course.
All right, and that you may recognize from the very, maybe his most famous speech from the 27th of October, 1964. Some of us were alive back then, barely. but that was the time for choosing speech, right before the 1964 presidential election. Reagan was campaigning for Barry Goldwater, and mm-hmm. I picked this one. Because the column this week is the Second Civil War is here.
Uh-huh.
Don't think it's not. It is here. This is an attack, an assault on America. And I wanted to pick out, he talks about the issue here is self-government. Are we going to still say we can do it, or are we going to abandon it? And he said we're completely, and I like when he said, we are increasingly told we have to choose between left and right. And he said, no, it's between up or down.
Yeah.
Are we going to be free or not?
That's it.
And that's where we are at that time for choosing again. What Reagan was talking about in 64, we are there again. Now, our liberal friends, and I got a bunch of them, keep telling me, and they've been telling me all the time I'm a radical. But, oh, no, you're mischaracterized. BLM isn't really Marxist. The Antifa isn't really anarchist. This is just trying to get some social justice and some police reform. That is not what they're advocating.
No.
That is a total deflection.
And they're not hiding.
While they tear everything
down.
The
leadership of Black Lives Matter have, you know, they've admitted that they are trained in Marxism.
That's what they said.
I heard a good quote from Newt Gingrich a few days or so ago. He said, Black Lives Matter is an excellent slogan. He said, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the slogan of Black Lives Matter. He said, but the organization is Marxist.
Basically, yep. The uppercase.
And basically, a terrorist organization.
Right.
And right there. Thank you, Newt. Yeah.
And the bizarre thing, and I don't really want to get into that thing. If people actually go, look, I don't think they realize that Black Lives Matter is actually focused on black transgender rights.
Yeah, okay.
No, that is the core of it.
I'm not
That's actually the core of it. It's founded by the LGBTQ blacks and some transgender people.
Which is not.
And that's their focus.
Still of,
because they say in there, we want to eliminate the nuclear family.
Right.
We want to get rid of the nuclear family. That's not good.
The traditional
family. And that's the end of Western civilization.
That is absolutely the end of Western. Is that bad? End of civilization. Pretty much.
Western or otherwise.
Western or otherwise.
Everything getting turned on its head. There was the couple who, because you know the trend is they're painting that in giant letters on streets, public, regular roads.
Like
and
they did
so
in front of Trump Tower today.
You can't really do graffiti in the roads, or even if it's art or whatever you want to call it. So this couple like just blacks over it, you know, to clear it away.
They covered it up. Where they had painted.
They've been charged with a hate crime
for covering it up.
Yep. But yet. You know, and then the couple.
But everybody who put graffiti all over the statues and poured blood and said killer, racist, genocidal murderer on statues. Now, those people were not charged with hate
or
crimes.
Or if you just toss a Molotov cocktail.
Or crimes at all. What?
Yeah.
Or a Molotov cocktail. Just toss that somewhere and you're good to go.
And the interesting thing is the only charges are brought are federal charges.
Right.
The cities are the DAs in the big cities. No. We're trying to give them latitude to have free speech.
This happened
but
in
if you paint
Northern
over Black
California,
Lives Matter,
by the way, which is a liberal bastion or led by progressive liberals.
Hey, well, we're on California. Did any of you guys see the fireworks display that were illegal? Someone did an aerial shot of L.A., at night on 4th of July, and it was just, you know, as far as the eye could see, popping off fireworks all over.
Illegal fireworks.
Exactly. And so they were like, this is what the silent majority thinks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a great visual if you haven't looked it up.
No,
you should. It's really good.
No, that's really.
So, yeah. Even
all of this, the second Civil War is here, and my point is, do not be fooled by the media, the pundits, and your liberal friends. These people are attacking America. They're attacking our culture. They're attacking our traditions. They are attacking you, average Americans. They want to dismantle this republic, period. And right now, the Antifa guys, they just want anarchy. Do not. It's time for us to stand up. And poor President Trump, he's the only one fighting. I don't know if there's any other Republicans out there with any sort of intestinal fortitude, but he needs help. He's the only one fighting, and it's time for us, and that's the column. Check it out at BamaNewsNow.com. It's up there. You can go check it out. Right. And we got James from Pensacola holding patiently.
Hey, remember the days when the far left used to, you know, protest against the Iraq war? Oh, Bush lied. And
yeah.
Well, when Biden was in the Senate, when he was a U.S. senator, didn't he vote for the Iraq war?
I'm pretty sure he did.
I think so, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he did. Hillary did. All
yeah, Hillary did. And Biden both did.
I'm pretty sure they did, yes.
Yet they, you know, they claim to be anti-war, you know.
Well, they're anti-war unless they're the ones doing it. You know, I mean, look, all of them wanted to go to war in Syria. John Bolton and the Democrats all wanted, and McCain wanted to go to war in Syria. It's like, well, golly, guys, you want to go to war everywhere?
Yeah.
No, there's constant hypocrisy by these guys. That's what's just amazing is that they literally just, you know, go after everybody.
Same thing with Carville. He years ago he was all over the mainstream media channels just railing against Iraq, and now he's supporting somebody who voted for the Iraq War, what he, you know, used to rail against.
Yeah, no, they go with whatever the wind blows, and that's the same thing. I mean, Joe Biden came out today, and he was made a speech in Pennsylvania. He left. He came out of his basement, went to Pennsylvania, and made some speech, and basically it was an anti-police speech. That we need this big database because we got to track the police. It's like, why don't we track the criminals?
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, the problems with the police are like less than 1%, right?
Or how
why
about
don't we track the criminals?
These missing kids, too.
Or how about the missing kids?
Yeah.
Or how about the kids that are randomly shot? But no, it's all anti-police. And then he said, and I'm going to end the era of shareholder capitalism. Said corporations should not be beholden to their shareholders. They should be beholden to their communities. And I'm like,
what?
Well, corporations do try to be good corporate neighbors.
Who's supporting him but big corporations? That's just hilarious.
It is hilarious, but the big corporations, the really big ones, will buy them off. It's the little ones that they're going to get. But when he says that, everybody out there with a retirement plan, if you, and not just a 401k, if you've got a retirement plan, even if you're a federal or a government employee,
it's invested.
Where do you think your money is, you morons?
Yeah.
It's in investments where they are responsible to the shareholders to make sure that the money they
grows.
Set aside for your retirement grows. I mean, these people are so stupid.
You know, people watch that television, you know, TV rots your brain, of course, but they watch the television.
The radio doesn't.
And they're spoon-fed this lie that he's a moderate when he's not. You know, first, let's defund the police. No, let's not. Well, let's redirect the funding.
No, it's
okay,
crazy.
What does that mean?
No, nobody knows what that means. It just means, it really just means we're going to steal it somewhere else. All right, James, thank you for calling all the way from Pensacola. We'll take more calls and text at 251-343-0106. And, hey, we need to chime in. We have a runoff next Tuesday. Who are you voting for? Sessions or Tuberville, Carl or Hightower? We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Hey, finally the runoff is next Tuesday, and this madness will end.
I know.
Everybody's ready
to
get all the ads off of our radio and TV. We can't stand anymore. But hey, the July 14th, we got, there's a judge, Supreme Court judge, appeals court, I don't know. We'll get Dr. Lou to tell us. And then we got the Senate, Sessions in Tuberville. And then we got Jerry Carl, who, full disclosure, I've been fully supporting all the time, and Bill Hightower in a runoff for our congressional seat that's going to be vacated by Bradley Byrne. So be curious to know who you all are voting for, or if you have any questions about the candidates, and help us weigh in about those candidates. We have Dr. Lou Campagnosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign, which is your South Alabama Tea Party, looking out for your interests and keeping the government from abusing you on a daily basis.
Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Good. Lou, how are you?
Well, I just got finished with a talk at the Azalea Women's Club and about Common Core and what we're doing to defeat it. And lined up about four or five new members, and so we're doing good with that. But I just wanted to quickly call and let everyone know that Common Sense has endorsed Jerry Carl, we have endorsed Jeff Sessions, and we've endorsed Will Smith. We're going to have people out, you know, manning these various precincts, waving our signs and gathering as much support as we can for those candidates. So, and I know that I'm going to see you Saturday morning as you're developing our game plan for the ground plan with Jerry Carl. So looking forward to that. And thanks for all your help getting all this organized.
Yeah, no. And thank you for keeping the Common Sense Campaign going. And I mean, they are very robust. I know folks go, what happened to Tea Parties? Folks, the Tea Parties are out there. The Tea Party folks are out there working for issues like Common Core, against Common Core, and they're working for candidates who they believe will best support us and represent us and do the job that we need to be done. And I'm really tickled that they endorsed Jerry Carl. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, there was a no-brainer. So,
yeah.
So, you know, look, you guys keep up the good work. I'll let you get back to some more calls. I know you must have a few more.
Yeah.
But and thanks for running the commercial that I just heard. That was great.
Yeah, you sound great on radio, Dr. Lou. You should have a show.
Listen, I might have to have a new career. You know.
Yeah, you should have a show.
Yeah, look out.
Okay. Thank you, Dr.
Thank
Lou.
You.
Common Sense
thanks.
Campaign. Go to commonsensecampaign.org.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you. commonsensecampaign.org. Now, look. Text in or call in if you have any questions or you want to chime in about the race. And it's gotten pretty dirty.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I hope folks realize that the Club for Growth, which was the original anti-Trump group that tried to beat Trump,
like defeat the Never Trump Trumpers. 2016, yeah.
The original Never Trumpers mm-hmm. have poured over $1 million into South Alabama to defeat Jerry Carl.
Yeah.
And you need to understand that those are the people who would, if they could, they want you to do away with the National Flood Insurance Program. So if you live in a low-lying area, know that. They oppose military spending.
Yep.
They're an open borders type people. They're against tariffs.
Okay.
Totally
yeah.
free trade.
Yeah. Yep.
Which, you know, I kind of get the free trade. The problem with free trade is everybody's got to do it.
Well, the thing is,
if everybody doesn't do it, it doesn't work.
If it's not fair trade along with free trade, then it's not really free trade. It's just like bend over and
right. And that's what we've been doing.
Kind of trade.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been doing for the last few decades. We've been running going, we're free traders. We're free traders. And everybody else is going, but
screwed.
We're fair traders
yeah.
from our side. So who's taking it in the shorts?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We are. That's yeah. why Trump brought back all these manufacturing jobs because he said, no, we're not doing that. We're going to start doing fair trade here. Now, the other thing I was going to address, some people, there were some ads just came out this week questioning Jerry Carl's Christian faith and convictions, and the ads are, he's been endorsed by a large organization that supports the Equality Act, which is this bizarre act for it's a crazy. We talked about it one time. I forget what all is, but it basically is a act for LGBTQ stuff and a bunch of just crazy stuff. And then they support open borders, you know, the immigration and all that. And so, can Jerry Carl be a Christian? Folks, you get endorsements from a lot of different organizations. And some of the things that they do, you agree with. Or maybe a lot, mm-hmm. some or all, you agree with. You can't control. Doesn't mean you support it. Now, do you know who that organization is they're talking about?
I have no idea.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, fair
enough.
Now, see, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and I understand that because I'm a member of the Chamber of Commerce, and I have a love-hate relationship with them because we do a lot
right.
of good economic development things.
Do you agree with everything that
no.
the Chamber stands
no.
for? That's
right.
the question.
No.
Right.
And I'm a real thorn in their side when it comes to Common Core. They don't ever want to see me when that one comes up because,
right.
you know, but we do a lot of other good
you
economic
yeah.
development things. Right, so this, and also I'll tell you this: when the U.S. Chamber of Commerce chimes in at the last week,
yeah.
they're only chiming in because they want because they're picking the guy that they think is going to win.
Yeah.
They're not really trying to help them; they just want to say, "Hey, we were there
yeah.
with you. We weren't there 3 months ago, right?"
But yeah, that's sort of a dirty way to do
the
it.
The U.S.
Yeah.
Chamber of Commerce to cast them as anti-Christian.
That's not.
And then question
yeah.
Jerry. And I don't think that works because I think most people in the district know Jerry Carl. And
yeah.
he's got a reputation. He's got a
yeah.
history. He's been against Common Core. He's been very strong on
yeah.
illegal immigration and all that stuff. And look, you don't agree with people that endorse you. Everything they do, you don't agree with.
Yeah.
But Jerry's been endorsed by a lot of the local people. He's been doing some Coastal 150, which is a group of local business leaders in mm-hmm. South Alabama. Alpha, he's been endorsed. I don't know, Shane Stringer, the representative. Chris Pringle, the representative. Wes Lambert, his former opponent. Chip Brown, the state representative. Sam Cochran. Look, he's been endorsed by the locals that we know.
Right.
So that's what I would point you to. The people that know him point that. And I guess that wasn't very controversial because nobody called or texted. I think I got one text of Shipfitter Sean. He saved me. What has he got? I'm so tired of hearing about how much candidates support Trump. Trump ain't worried about South Alabama. I want to hear about the candidates going to take care of the district. Who cares what
they do
for Trump?
I can understand that. Yeah.
Everybody's trying to out-Trump the other. Correct. I mean, that's happening all over in red states. Now, I do disagree. I think Trump does care about South Alabama. I think he cares about everywhere. He wants everywhere to prosper, period. So, look, next Tuesday, 14th, it's the end of election season for a while, so go out, vote. Let's get it over with. Don't forget next Tuesday. Is there anything else that we're forgetting?
I don't know.
Go to the polls.
It's hot.
It is hot.
It's hot.
Yes.
That's the only thing else out there. That's hot. Okay. Don't forget, go vote the 14th of July. Call, text us if you have any questions. And hey, we're actually wrapping up early. I don't even know another thing to just throw in there.
Never happens.
Just to fill the time.
Well, you only have like 8 seconds, so
Well, honey, it's time to come home.